You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And Daybreak USA for your new customer discount, ovationhair.com.
Bernie Sanders and the Donald both have reasons to smile in results of the latest poll in the Hawkeye State. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Another day, another poll is out, and with the Iowa caucus a little over a week away, this one shows Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump leading in Iowa. The CNN survey shows Sanders with 51% of the Democratic support from likely caucus goers, Hillary Clinton with 43%. On the Republican side, the poll shows Donald Trump 37% support, followed by Ted Cruz at 26%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Review had better not show up to the upcoming presidential debate. The Republican National Committee dumped the National Review from the event over comments made against Donald Trump. The National Review was supposed to co-host a GOP debate in late February, but that won't happen now. Meantime, Trump played down the criticism, calling the National Review a dying publication. The debate in question will air on CNN in late February. This is USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A Syrian family is arrested after trying to avoid deportation, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Norwegian network TV2 reports that in a small Arctic town, the family tried to escape the reception center where they were staying in search of asylum at a church near the Norway-Russia border. They were stopped and arrested by police as they tried to flee just kilometers away from the church where they planned to seek asylum. Dozens of people gathered for a torch parade to show their support to the family, which is now waiting for a decision from the Norwegian Immigration Appeals Board. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
The sports world is mourning the loss of Olympic downhill ski champion Bill Johnson today. The gold medalist died last night at the age of 55 after a long illness. Johnson was the first American man to win the gold medal in an Olympic alpine event. He placed first in downhill skiing at the 1984 Olympics in Sarajevo. The technology and healthcare fields lead the way in providing American workers with the best job opportunities. The employer review site Glassdoor is out with its 2016 list of best jobs in the U.S. The annual rankings drawn from Bureau of Labor Statistics information finds data scientist at the top of the list. That's followed by tax manager, solutions architect, engagement manager, and mobile developer. The feds are seriously eyeing the Ford Focus over a safety issue involving doors that will not stay shut. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the issue could affect as many as 400,000 2012 and 2013 models. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Pat Smits, and the program, It's the Law. Before we start, let's talk about the weather. I'm sure that most of us have heard more than we want about the weather. And, of course, we've heard and we all know that this one's going to be a big one. And the only thing I would say is, yes, be very careful if it's blowing snow. I once, actually, when I lived in the Midwest, was in a car and drove down the highway and literally drove into a snowbank because it was blowing and the snowbank was on the road. But the real thing, and maybe not this weekend, but the real thing we have to be careful of is not to drive too fast, and certainly be careful of black ice, because if there's any melting and the ice freezes, nobody can stop on ice. And if you have the big SUV, it's not going to stop. It just will skid and go into the ditch, go into the guardrail, or go into another car. So let's be careful out there. And now for the weather, the latest weather information that we have is that there is a 70 to 100% chance of snow. First of all, 70% chance it's going to start out lighter, will get very heavy, and it will be blowing snow tonight. So it's suspected to, should be about low of 23 tonight. Tomorrow, 100% chance of heavy snow, blowing snow, and again, it will be under freezing. Saturday night, again, another 100% chance of heavy snow, and in some areas, blowing snow. Actually, on Sunday, they say that there is about a 30% chance of snow, and then it'll be Sunday. Yeah, it'll be Sunday all day, and there's a chance, about a 30% chance of snow, and then should be sunny. So I guess it really depends on how soon the snow starts. There are different forecasts as to when it should start. To here, our latest forecast is it's mainly should start after 8 p.m., and then, of course, as I said, it could be very heavy and widespread blowing snow after 3 a.m. So, you know, stay off the roads because the plows will be out, and that's really pretty dangerous. So tomorrow, again, Saturday, we said that there will be heavy snow at times, and, of course, there's widespread blowing snow. And that, if you've never been in a really heavy blowing snowstorm, it's actually scary because it can be blowing so much that you really can't tell which way you're driving. And it's very hard to see the road. It's very hard to stay on the road. So this is a weekend that we should all stay inside, do all those fun things that we've been putting off, and because the weather was fairly nice for a long time. So we will bring you a couple spots, and then we'll be back and talk about the law. And I'm going to talk about some of what Governor Christie has been doing. And I don't mean campaigning. Talk about some of the new statutes on the books and give you an update on that type of thing today, because my guest has not been able to get here. So it's me. Be back after a few spots.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Groundtropy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Groundtropy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Okay, we're back. It's Friday. Can you believe it's January 20th and we're all getting ready for a snowstorm? But let me give you a little update as to some of the things that the governor has been doing. And certainly if you know of anyone who is paying child support, there's been enacted a new law in New Jersey. Governor Christie signed S-1046/A-2721 into law. And the S sound, that's from the Senate bill, and the A is the Assembly bill. And that he signed that into law on January 19. Now, why is this important? Well, in New Jersey, just to give you a little background, there is child support. There's a child support statute. There are guidelines. There are worksheets. Many people have to pay child support through the probation departments, and it is an automatic judgment. There are lots of consequences if there are arrears. And frankly, the person who's paying child support has to go ahead and, unless the other parent agrees, the parent who's paying child support has to file a motion with a court. I just had someone contact me, and his daughter, last remaining unemancipated child, is 22 years old, and yet he has to go to court to file a motion unless his former spouse will agree to terminate child support. And the reason for that is that New Jersey has never had, at least as long as I've been practicing, has not had a specific age for termination of child support. Other states, for example, some years ago I had a case where the father was living in Texas, and he was able to stop child support when his son, who lived in New Jersey, turned 18. On his 18th birthday, Texas would no longer enforce the child support that had been awarded here in New Jersey. Well, the situation was, it was early October, and the son was still a senior in high school because he'd had a late birth date. So at that point, Texas, 18, and it was it. Now, they subsequently, Texas changed that law, and it is now 18, a graduation from high school. But as I said, New Jersey did not have a law where there is a specific date. There's a presumption, but child support does not end at 18 or 19. But now this is the law. And the new law establishes 19 as the age when a child support and or medical support obligation will end. Now, that doesn't mean that someone should stop medical insurance for their child when they're 19, because under the federal law, we can now keep our children on medical insurance until they're 26. And for many people, that is, you know, that has been the one aspect of the Affordable Care Act, or the Obama Medical Care Act, as some people refer to it. And a lot of people don't realize that that enactment of allowing us to keep our children on our insurance until they're 26 was part of that. It was an early portion that was enacted. And that's very helpful, because so many children are not working at a job that provides medical insurance. And prior to that, the child had to be in college to be covered under most medical plans. But in any event, this new law establishes 19 as the age when a child support obligation will end. However, the new law allows for a child or for medical support to continue up to age 23 for cases in which the dependent is still in high school, attending full-time college, vocational, or graduate school, is disabled, or if the parties reached a separate agreement, or if continued support was granted by the court. So this is the law, the new law, of course. The question that my clients will be calling me about is when the new law goes into effect. And unusually, usually laws go into effect fairly shortly after they're enacted, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. In this case, the effective date of the law is February 1st of 2017. So it doesn't go into effect for a little bit more than a year. However, it does apply to all child support orders. So if you are a parent and have at least one dependent age 19 or older as of February 1st, 2017, you will receive an initial notice of child support termination on or around August 1st of this year. Now, these notices are only going to be sent out in cases where payments are being made through the court. So if you have a direct payment, the courts are not going to even be aware of your agreement. But this notice is going to be sent out, as I said, 180 days before the dependent's 19th birthday. And it will contain information as to how to request a continuation of child support, as well as how it will impact the amount of child support. So for families who are currently, if you currently have a child over the age of 19, child support will end on February 1st of next year, rather than the child's 19th birthday, as the new law is phased in. So it will automatically end if your child is over the age of 19. Now, however, that doesn't mean that you can't go to court and say, wait a minute, my child has graduated from college, is 22 years old, and, you know, I want to terminate child support. This new law is really not applicable to that situation, because that person, if you want your child to be emancipated before February 1st of 2017, you're going to have to take action. You're going to have to file a motion with the court. So if the judgment of divorce or support order specifies an end date other than the dependent's 19th birth date, that date will stand, and you will not be permitted to request an administrative continuation of support. However, you may still receive the notice of child support termination and be asked to send a copy of the judgment of divorce or the order. So that, you know, this is going to be phased in to give the probation department's time. And when I say probation department, that's because child support is really paid in New Jersey through the probation department, and the probation department handles all the enforcement proceedings, unless you do it privately. However, if no continuation of child support is requested, then a second notice of child support termination will be sent out 90 days before the dependent's 19th birthday. So what that means is if the custodial parent receives the notice and does not request that child support be continued because the child is not emancipated, then the child support will be automatically terminated as of the child's 19th birthday. And then both parents will receive an update reflecting this change. However, if there are arrears, meaning if back child support is owed, the non-custodial parent is still responsible for paying it off. I'm not sure, for example, very often if there are arrears, let's say the normal child support is $100 a week and the custodial parent is paying arrears but only has to pay $20 a week for the arrears for a total of $120. I'm not sure at this point if it means that the entire amount will be continued or if just the $20 will be continued. Because most people today, if they're paying child support through the probation department, their wages, if they're a wage earner, their wages are garnished. And so that the question will be at that point, excuse me, are the arrears going to be paid off at $20 a week, or would the full $120 be garnished? So if someone receives an updated order for continued support and want to oppose it, that person may file an application or motion with the court. Now, also, if there are younger children on the order in addition to the 19-year-old or older child or children, parents may need to file an application or motion with the court to adjust the child support amount. The other thing to think about is if your judgment of divorce or support order calls for child support to continue beyond the 19th birthday, if they are in college, for example, then you will receive a final notice of child support termination 90 days before the dependent's 23rd birthday or extended termination date, informing you that the child support will end. Now, of course, to ensure that all notices and informational updates are received, anyone receiving or paying child support through the probation department has to confirm their most current mailing address, and apparently they want the cell phone number and an email address. So this is, as I said, this is a law that the governor signed into law on the 19th. It was initially sponsored by Senator Loretta Weinberg and Senator Peter Barnes. And as I said, the bill itself, the statute itself, that was sponsored by the senators and then by the assemblyman. It turned out that Loretta Weinberg and Peter Barnes actually sponsored some legislation for educational expenses of an unemancipated child involving child support. That was the Senate bill. The statute that was actually signed into law was also sponsored by Shirley Turner and Nick Scutari. I want to be sure that I have the correct one. Yes. The final legislation. And you can find and get copies of the legislation, and you can see when there is a statute enacted and it's modified a prior statute or supplements it, it will show how the statute is changed, either by underlining, deleting. And so this statute, as I said, it's in addition. And, of course, the other termination date will not extend beyond the date a child reaches 23 years of age unless that is again, agreed to by the parties, or the child is disabled, or for some very unusual reason. But the and the court, if the court orders a continuation of the obligation to pay child support, it would be based on the written request of the parent or guardian, then it shall include in its order a future date upon which the child support obligation will terminate, or a date upon which the court will review the circumstances of the parties and the children. And the notice of continuation of the obligation and future termination date, when ordered, shall be provided to the parties. And, you know, that also means that the probation departments will not be able to do what they've been doing, which is continuing child support and requiring the parent who pays child support to file motions with the court. So this, as I said, is going to be a fairly significant change, because what it does is it changes the burden. It changes the burden to the custodial parent to show that the child who reaches the age of 19 is not emancipated, rather than the burden on the non-custodial parent to show that child support should terminate. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is a significant from a standpoint of often a non-custodial parent really doesn't know the status of the child and whether or not they're in school full time. And so that, I don't know why anyone would complain about this law, frankly, but it does shift the burden, and that's just one of the statutes that the governor enacted in this on January 19th. So some of us were surprised that he was actually in the state because he's been out of state so much campaigning. But let's talk, and we'll bring you a couple of spots from the people who support us here, and then we'll be back, and I'll talk some more about some of the other statutes that have now been enacted.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're back. It's the Law. I'm Pat Smits. I'm an attorney here in Hunterdon County. I limit my practice to family matters. So rather than talk about family matters, although the statute I talked about just before the break, in fact, dealt with family matters and something that we deal with often, which is child support and all the ramifications of that here in New Jersey, because there is no, or there was no specific date that child support ended, contrary to a lot of people's understanding or belief that child support ends at the age of 18. That's not the case. The new statute that the governor just signed will provide a presumption that it will end at 19, and in fact, the custodial parent will have to come forth once a child reaches the age of 19 to show that for whatever reason, that child is not emancipated. But let's talk about what else the governor has done. And from the office of the governor, our governor is showing his commitment to New Jersey's veterans and military personnel. And he took action, that was also on the 19th. And he not only did he sign a number of bills, he included in the number of bills that he signed into law 11 legislative measures designed to assist military, both active military members and veterans, along with their families. So the governor said, from the very start of his administration, he said, "We have focused on serving the needs of our veterans and the men and women still in active duty." And so he said that the bills he signed today continue to make good on our promise to help those who have given so much of themselves to defend and serve the nation. So what did he enact? Well, or excuse me, what did he sign into law? Well, the and you can find all of these laws, and if you have more interest in them, I'm certainly sure that all the veterans organizations are fully aware of them. And if you think anything, any one of these new statutes apply to you, some member of your family, friends, neighbors, please be sure to get the word out. So the first one I'm going to talk about exempts disabled veterans and Purple Heart recipients from payment of municipal parking meter fees when their vehicles bear disabled veterans or Purple Heart license plates or a placard issued by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission. So, you know, that's pretty minimal when you think about it, but they don't have to pay parking meter fees. The second bill enacted by the governor requires the DMVA to assist and mentor veterans through the criminal justice system. The third permits a child whose parent or guardian is ordered into active military service to remain enrolled in the school district where the child's parent or guardian resided prior to active military service. This actually can be very important because if it's a single parent who's deployed, I've had, you know, I was involved in a case where it was really a concern because the active parent was deployed, and if the child didn't stay in the school district, they had to move school districts. And so that this would enable a parent who's actively deployed, the student can stay, or the child can stay in the same school district. And that will, well, it believe it or not, that has created problems here. So the next is the bill authorizes a property tax deferment for deployed military personnel. So this can be really significant if somebody is deployed, they have a home, and they don't earn enough money to pay the taxes. So that allows a property tax deferment. Actually, it authorizes a property tax deferment. The next bill he signed into law requires municipalities to exempt 100% disabled veterans from construction permit surcharge fees for any improvements to promote living unit accessibility. And it also appropriates I think it says only $20,000 for municipal reimbursements. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, actually. But in any event, any 100% disabled veteran can't be provided or can't be charged surcharge fees for improvements that are made to their residence to promote living unit accessibility. I would make a comment about Clinton Township, but I'm going to try to stay neutral today. So the next bill creates financial planning assistance programs, well, one assistance program for disabled veterans and their caregivers. Another bill increases income eligibility cap to receive respite care for certain veterans. All of these bills, obviously, if you know of any veterans, if you know of any disabled veterans, you should contact the veterans associations here in Hunterdon County because some of these bills could be significant for certain veterans or their families. now, there's another bill that requires to create an informational web page for women veterans. And there's another that provides an excused absence on Veterans Day for a pupil who participates in certain activities for veterans or active duty members of the United States Armed Services or New Jersey National Guard. Again, doesn't seem to be that significant. I would think that most schools would allow that, but if they don't, now they have to. Next piece of legislation expands the time frame for renewal of driver's license registration and inspection by military personnel and immediate family members under certain circumstances. So I guess it probably means that, you know, if you have your license and registration in New Jersey and you happen to be stationed in California and they can't pull you over and give you a ticket the minute you cross the state line. But obviously that could be important for people because it can be difficult if somebody is out of state. Now the next one also urges Congress to restore funding to Vets for Warriors Veteran Suicide Hotline. So that probably doesn't mean much if it just urges Congress to do something. However, there were a lot of other bills, and we'll talk a little bit about some of them when we come back from a short break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Hi, I'm back. Pat Smith, the program It's the Law. So I'm just trying to highlight some of the recent legislation that was signed into law by Governor Christie on the 19th. I mean, there are a number, as I said, of the veterans bills. We've talked about those. There's also a bill that established an office of the Special Education Ombudsman in the Department of Education. They're, you know, young persons age 17 are now going to be able to register to vote at the next election as long as it occurs after their 18th birthday, so they don't have to wait until they're 18 to register. There are, as I said, I talked about the child support law. There's a new legislation that prohibits posting, publishing on the internet, or disclosing certain information regarding law enforcement officers. That's to protect them, from some of what's going on in the internet. And frankly, there's a lot on the internet that shouldn't be there. I know that there's certain things that have been posted about judges, including their home addresses. And, this is not helpful. And now it's against the law in New Jersey. Now, there's also the Department of Transportation. There's a roadside memorial program for fallen police officers, sheriff's officers, EMS workers, and firefighters. And that new law is designated at patrolman as the Patrolman Joseph Wargo's Law. And this will allow the establishment, and we've seen it already. You see certain areas on, for example, on 78 and other places where there have been informal memorials. And now this is going to establish the memorial program. The students who were made homeless, either by natural disasters or acts of terrorism, are going to be able to attend tuition-free the school district in which they resided prior to being homeless for 2 school years after the event. So, for example, all of the kids who were displaced by Sandy would have been able to continue in the same school districts for 2 years, even if they were no longer able to live in the district. And a lot of these things are, you know, they make sense. You didn't think that that would even be a problem, but obviously it was. And so some legislator felt that it was necessary to enact a statute. Now there's another requirement, statute requiring the Department of Education to review core curriculum content standards to ensure that they incorporate modern computer science standards where appropriate. Now, again, you wouldn't think that would be necessary, but apparently somebody did think so. There is authorizes youth camps to maintain supplies of epinephrine and permit trained employees to administer it to camp members suffering from anaphylaxis, so they don't go into shock, anaphylactic shock. And often this is someone who is allergic and is stung by bees. It can be very serious, and now this is going to permit anyone who's trained in order to give this type of injection to do so. And, I mean, that's really important, but so if we need a law to do that, good, because it could save, even if it saves one child, child's life, in the next 10 years, it's worth it. And I'm sure that also gives the protection to the employee who is administering to shield them from any kind of lawsuit, which also is important. There's one that I haven't read, so I would want more information on it. In any event, it is it's a statute that increases monetary amounts for transfer of estate assets without administration and for exemption from debts of the deceased. I think that's one that we'd have to ask and talk to John Manfreda about, because he would he's up on all of that. And I certainly am not. So I don't know, and I haven't read the statute. There was a new statute that modifies certain fees charged by and requirements imposed on check cashier licensees. So I'm sure that they've taken another look at what some of these licensees are charging, and they're dealing with that problem. There's a statute that requires Medicaid managed care organizations to meet certain conditions prior to reducing reimbursement rates for personal care assistance services and home-based supportive care services. So that certainly is a important to caregivers and Medicare managed care organizations. They're going to have to meet those conditions prior to reducing their reimbursement rates. There is a law now that establishes a New Jersey Innovation and Research Fellowship Program. The state now authorizes state chartered banks, savings banks, savings and loans, and credit unions to conduct certain savings account promotions. So, do you think there's going to be some more competition out there? We shall see. There's something about shellfish that I don't think too many people in Hunterdon County are really concerned about. Of course, there's always the statutes that require studies. And so now the motor vehicle has to conduct a study and make recommendations concerning electronic driver's licenses and mobile applications. Well, anything to make that easier. I will say, however, the Hunterdon agency is a pleasure to deal with. Unfortunately, they have to also deal with certain regulations, and it can be very difficult to produce all of the information they need for their 6 points in order to get a driver's license. And most of us forget about it after the first time we've gotten a driver's license. But this year I had to personally go into a motor vehicle with my 6 points of identification in order to get a license. And believe me, it's not always easy to do that. It's not always easy to come up with the 6 points. But for some people it is, and for others it isn't. But frankly, I think if somebody has a picture ID, if the whole idea is to make sure that you have to be a legal resident of New Jersey to get a driver's license here, I have to say, if you've had a driver's license with a picture ID in New Jersey, the other things that they require are pretty mundane. Anybody could go out and get them. You know, certain credit cards they will accept. You know, if you have a savings account, a banking account, a checking account. And so it's not that difficult if you've had a picture ID. I think it's much more difficult, of course, to come up with the 6 points if you've never had a driver's license in New Jersey or anywhere else. There is also Rutgers had a $25 million windfall because they get a $25 million in tax credits under the Economic Redevelopment and Growth Grant Program. And this is, it's called for infrastructure at Rutgers. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it's for the, it's going to be spent on, probably a stadium or something now that they're in the Big Ten. There's another bill that requires a school district or charter school to provide notification to a parent or guardian of an enrolled student on upcoming administration of state assessments or commercially developed standardized assessments. So parents, I guess, have to now be notified. Again, there's a new statute that establishes requirements for training programs for home health aides who care for patients with Alzheimer's disease and related disorders. And the list goes on and on. It really does. I'm trying to think of something that would be a little more of interest. There's actually a bill that creates a definition of certified mail. Thought we all knew that, but apparently not. There's a new statute that limits the liability of caregivers when facilitating normalcy for children in foster care. So, I mean, I think that's DCCNP, obviously, are dealing with children in foster care. But apparently, somebody thought this bill was needed for the caregivers. There's There's a bill that authorizes the establishment of recovery high school alternative education programs. Not sure what that is, but that's another bill. Frankly, we have so much legislation that sometimes it's hard to understand. And unless you're really specifically interested in something, nobody can keep track of everything that's being enacted by our legislators. There's a bill that I am going to be interested in, but I haven't read it yet. And it clarifies best interests of the child and said that that should be the primary consideration in actions undertaken by state governmental entities. Excuse me, let me say that again. It clarifies best interests of the child and said that it should be the primary consideration in actions undertaken by state governmental entities and courts of law. Now, frankly, I think that is the standard. It's certainly the standard that the courts use for custody and so many other things. It's a rather nebulous what is best interest often, but it can be very subjective. But in fact, that is the standard for custody, for changing custody, and so many other things dealing with children. Now, this is interesting because another statute provides that if a minor appears to have been sexually assaulted, that healthcare professionals, in addition to physicians, may authorize forensic sexual assault examination and medical care without parental consent. So it's no longer just a physician that can do this. It says healthcare professionals, and I'd have to read the statute to see how they define healthcare professionals, but I'm assuming it will be nurses and physician's assistants, and that will be, it expands who is able to authorize the examination. Let me play a couple more spots, and then we'll be back to wrap up the program.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we'll take a few more of these, talk about a few more of the statutes, and then we'll go to the news. Here's a new crime, and I guess we would have thought that it would be a crime, but in any event, the fraudulent use of Social Security number to collect lottery winnings is a crime of the fourth degree. So, if you claim your lottery winnings, you have to use your own Social Security number. I have not read this bill, but I do wonder, because there are people who, of course, who are illegal immigrants and do not have a Social Security number. So, who else would use a fraudulent Social Security number to collect winnings? Although I suppose there might be someone who doesn't want the IRS to know they've collected the winnings. Anyway, the legislative history of that one might be interesting to look at. Maybe I'll do that at some point and tell you why someone thought that this was an important piece of legislation. There's somebody who has a designated the year as this person's Hannah G. Solomon Day. January 14th of each year is designated as a Hannah G. Solomon Day. So I guess that she must have been pretty important. frankly, one of the things I did want to announce today is the fact that one of our justices of the Supreme Court, Marie Garibaldi, passed away. I mean, she was just a force in every way. She's a wonderful justice. Marie Garibaldi, not only was she a tireless worker, both before she was on the court and after, but, you know, it was a true loss to the state. I mean, I don't know of anybody who didn't admire and respect Justice Garibaldi. She apparently, I think she passed away on January 15th. And, of course, I think of her as someone who maintained the highest degree of insight and thoughtfulness and consideration. She was on the bench for approximately, as I recall, about 18 years she was on the Supreme Court. And she did have a unique and almost legendary talent for really drilling down to the most salient effects and issues in every case, and just was so well-rounded, great achievements. She was, of course, also the first woman to lead the New Jersey State Bar Association. She was a president of the New Jersey State Bar before she was the first woman appointed to the New Jersey Supreme Court, and she served on the New Jersey Supreme Court beginning in 1982. I've been practicing since been involved in law since the mid-70s, and I knew the justice when she was the bar president, and I mean, she was always so inclusive, and we've really lost a great force, and I have to say this, and a lovely lady. So she will be missed by many, and her work lives on. I mean, there is a Inn of Court named after Justice Garibaldi. I served under her on a Supreme Court practice committee. She was very involved in the Complementary Dispute Resolution Committee. She chaired that committee. She was a true force. And she will be missed. So back to what else the governor has done. He's expanded the DNA database to include samples from disorderly persons who are fingerprinted, and this permits law enforcement officers to collect certain biological samples. Now, one may or may not agree with that, because, for example, I've had clients who, based on frivolous claims, really frivolous claims, arrested for alleged domestic violence, and they have been fingerprinted, and it later turns out that it was an absolutely phony allegation. Now, should they really be in the DNA database? Well, I guess, you know, why shouldn't everybody be in the DNA database if you're taking that position? But that is now going to allow enforcement officers to collect that kind of information. Now, our schools, however, are going to have to weigh courses in visual and performing arts equally with other courses worth the same number of credits in calculating grade point average. Apparently, some schools calculated physics and chemistry and calculus differently than some of the visual and performing arts courses. Interesting. Interesting legislative history of that, and I guess it depends on your viewpoint as to whether courses and certainly performing arts courses for some people could be much more difficult than others. Some people can take physics and they could not take a speech course or could not do any kind of performing arts.